With the state Supreme Court and a federal circuit court ready to rule on the constitutionality of a voter ID law passed by Republicans in 2011, Walker says state attorneys defending it are urging lawmakers to make some tweaks.
They feel for both the Supreme Court and the federal court looking at the voter ID legislation that it probably would be appropriate for the legislature to make some slight adjustments that would address some of the concerns that we've heard throughout that process.
Governor Walker says a new voter ID bill passed by the Assembly in November would likely take care of those concerns and pass constitutional muster.
There's a bill in the Assembly, I think, that makes those sorts of changes. I'd like to see the Senate bring that up before they adjourn, and I think that would allow voter ID to go forward in a way that would be upheld by the courts going forward.
Walker is referring to Assembly Bill 493, which would allow exemptions from voter ID if a person signed an affidavit stating they're too poor to get an ID, if they had religious objections to showing ID, or if they couldn't produce the documents needed to get an ID. In order for the new voter ID bill to pass this session, State Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald would have to schedule it for a vote before the first week of April. But he says the Assembly version weakened voter ID too much, and they'd be more comfortable waiting for the courts to act before moving on any legislation in the Senate. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.